This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A group of homeowners is suing the State Department of Revenue over denial of solar tax credits.
I am one of the people who bought solar panels with the intentions that I would be getting back a solar panel tax credit.
Dawn Nockian explained her situation to the Tax Structure Task Force Wednesday.
We bought before the law changed.
In 2015, the legislature capped the total amount the state would spend on solar panel purchases. Task Force member Lewis Wren had a question.
When the legislature reduced the tax credits for solar, that wasn't on future purchases?
Department of Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson said, not exactly.
The cap is $10 million for fiscal year 2015-16, $10 million for 16-17, and $5 million for 17-18.
Here's the problem. The fiscal year starts July 1st, but you file your taxes by the calendar year. That six-month difference created the problem.
That cap is recognized based upon the date the return claiming the credit is filed. Because it is an individual income tax credit, those returns are filed in the calendar year after the year in which your system is installed. For some homeowners that install solar panels prior to July 1 of 2015, they could not claim their credit until January of 2016 when those returns could be filed.
Now the state has paid out all it can in the way of solar tax credits. Just like the recommendations this task force will make on the budget, Wren says solar panel tax credits ultimately depend on the legislature.
And I think you're sitting at the right table, but in front of the wrong people.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.